Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I told you I was going to be at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. And here we are. Yes, we are broadcasting from the show floor. Now it's a week later because I had to record the show because of our travel schedule. But you're going to hear a lot of folks that are exhibiting at the show, visiting the show, catching up with old friends. Good times for sure. And I'm going to kick it off with one of my favorite people in the dive industry. I haven't talked to her in way too long. I'm talking about Catherine Castle Garcia now. You might know the name Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine, Dive Center Business, all those great magazines. She's like the editor-in-chief. She runs the stuff. Even though Mark Young and Jerry Beatty take the credit, it's really Catherine that does all the hard work, and she's with us to kick off the show today. How are you doing, Catherine?
I am so good, and I'm so glad to see you. Thank you for being here. We're having a great time.
Absolutely. You know, the show has been spectacular, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts and maybe even get a glimpse of how well it's done, but I got to tell you, the crowd this morning, we're recording on Saturday morning, a week ago once again, and they were lined up all the way down the hall and out the door, really enthusiastic. These Left Coast divers, I got to tell you, they are dedicated, and they know how to have a good time. And I can't wait to talk to some of those a little bit later on. But Catherine, she's a world traveler. She is a citizen of the world now. She used to be, you know, hanging out in Parkville, Missouri, of all places, where Dive Training Magazine is headquartered, believe it or not. But now she travels the world. She doesn't even have a home. Is that right? You're always on the road. Last week you were in the Bahamas or something. What's going on, Catherine?
That's right. Guy and I are what we call location independent.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of really lovely waterproof camera cases, 2 gear bags, and 3 changes of clothes, and we go.
Go, go, go. If you have the opportunity to follow Guy and Catherine on Facebook, which we happen to be friends, she just tolerates me. Yeah, you see all these pictures. She's the, her and her hubby are the couple you want to be, because literally they're all over the place. I mean, like I said, a week ago I'm seeing pictures of you diving with dolphins and models and stuff over in the Bahamas and God knows what. But you're doing this literally like 1 week you're in Australia, another week you're in the Bahamas, next time you're in, you're just all over the place, traveling nonstop. You're living the life you always wanted to live right now, aren't you?
We absolutely are. We're having a really good time. The Bahamas, we were doing dolphin dives like you would not even believe, some really beautiful encounters with dolphins in the open ocean. We were doing shark diving.
You found a merman, I hear.
We did. We actually did a film with a real live Bahamian merman, and he is an extraordinary creature, and I can't wait to go back to the Bahamas and finish some film work with him.
You know, I found a few mermen in my day. But usually was after they had had too much to drink one night and said, hey, can I put on that mermaid tail thing? So, but this was like a real thing. This guy was in there in the Bahamas, and I saw some of the pictures. It's pretty, you had him and another girl, and she's like dancing through the water. It was pretty magical, artsy kind of stuff, right?
He is authentic. He's the real deal. And we also did some of the beautiful, like, chiffon fabric flowing in the water stuff and the really artsy, dreamy, posed things as well. So we've had a great time. I can't wait to get all the edited footage up online.
Yeah, they do it right. Catherine and Guy, they're obviously top-notch picture takers underwater, video, you name it. They got some great stuff. stuff. And before we continue, let's give out the website. If people want to see some of this stuff that you guys have been shooting over the last year or two, it's on Vimeo, right? And they just have to search what?
That's correct. We are C2G2 Productions, and you can find us on Facebook, and you can also look us up on Vimeo. If you go Vimeo.com, just search C2G2 Productions, and you'll find our most recent film clips there.
There you go. Magical stuff for sure. It'll inspire you in many ways. And you're always doing new projects, and she's here at the Scuba Show launching a new one that I'm learning about myself. This one's Ocean Metaphor, Unexpected Life Lessons from the Sea. This is a new book you are putting together, which is what exactly, Catherine?
Well, you know, I have a tiny little book publishing company, and I publish people like, Valerie Taylor and Stan Waterman, Chuck Nicklin, you know, a few other notables in the diving industry. Well, this book, Ocean Metaphor, Unexpected Life Lessons from the Sea, has our names on the cover. This is truly a labor of love. It's Guy and my underwater photography and the work of some collaborators that are working with us, some of the best photographers in the industry. So it's a photo-centric book. But what we're doing is, in the photo essays, we're talking about the natural history of these various creatures, and then we're doing something a little bit different. We're inviting the reader to anthropomorphize. We're inviting the reader to imagine certain qualities and aspects and attributes that we assign to humanity, but we're actually asking them to look through the human lens when you're experiencing the underwater world. And you'll find things like devotion, sarcasm, playfulness, vigilance, struggle, tenacity, play, rest.
All these traits... Yeah. Would be seen in the underwater pictures that you guys take, or the critter that you have identified, and then you could like identify yourself as like a lobster is what, or what do you want to say?
The lobster has a very intricate process of molting, and it goes through a tremendous struggle when it does the process of molting, and the key word there is struggle. The lobster actually has to pay attention to a host of scientific cues that are coming into its body and in the world around it, in its environment, in order to start echinesis, which is the process of molting. So we'll describe what the process of molting is like for the lobster, and it actually has to practically rip itself apart in order to have this molt. So there's a huge struggle. And in our lives, struggle is pretty much commonplace. I mean, we start out really small and rubbery, and then we grow into giant humans. Well, there's a lot that happens in that process. Some of it is struggle. And it's important as humans, we pay attention to those internal cues and the environmental cues that might signal, dude, it's time for a change. You need to make a change in your life. And you might face some struggle along the way, but what's going to happen is the next version of you is going to emerge better and stronger and happier. And that's what we want our readers to imagine when they go into the ocean, is to look for the relationships that you can find underwater.
Got it. All right. So I'm identifying myself as a lobster, and after a week of liveaboard diving, I have to get a one size larger pair of pants. Like I've expanded, but I don't feel good about myself. Wait a minute. I think I got to read the book. I don't think I got the right idea, do I?
I think you're going to need to read the book, and I'll make certain that we get you a complimentary copy.
Well, yeah, whatever. As long as it's autographed, I'll pay for it. You got it. I mean, Catherine does great work on any project she has ever done over the years. I got to tell you, it's really impressive stuff what you do, and I look forward to seeing this one come to fruition. And you hope to have this out by November, by DEMA time, is that right?
It should be available at DEMA, and it'll also be at Beneath the Sea in March. So people that aren't coming to DEMA that are on the East Coast, they'll see us at Beneath the Sea. I'm not certain what the rest of our show schedule is, but we'll have certain announcements out with you and with other media outlets to let people know where they can find the book. And the digital version of the book will also have film clips in it where you can actually go and see the animals that we're writing about and experience them and sort of have an idea of what the gist is. And it's all the most amazing 8K footage. It's super high def and it's extraordinary. Guy has done a super job with that.
Well, I have seen some of it, and I got to say, just what they posted up on Vimeo is spectacular. It really is at a very high level. of quality, way beyond what most people are putting out there. Now, Catherine, so where are you off to next? Here in Long Beach, are you hanging out on the left coast doing any of this cold water diving, or are you a warm water wuss like myself?
You know, actually, we're going to head down to San Diego and hike a little bit of the Pacific Coast Trail and maybe down to Borrego and do some ultralight flying with some friends and then back up to San Francisco.
Yeah, so they're not doing nothing, obviously. See, world travelers, Catherine Castle Garcia and Guy Garcia. And once again, the website is?
C2G2 Productions. You can find us on Vimeo.com or on Facebook.
And, excellent.
Take a look. We'd love it.
And we got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Yes, I am a California man, and I am enjoying hanging out with my California divers, but also my friends from around the world, whether it's Catherine and Guy, who are traveling all over, or it's my friends Peter and Gerlinda from Aquanauts Grenada, who came all the way from there to the Scuba Show to share their love of diving in Grenada with the folks out here on the left coast. Right, Peter?
Yes, exactly. I mean, California has lots of divers. They're fabulous divers. And, you know, Grenada is not that far away.
It's not. All you got to do is hop on a plane, LAX to what, Miami? Or can they go LAX? They can't go all the way to Grenada nonstop, I'm guessing, from here, can they?
Not all the way, but we just go to Miami, it's 5 hours, and then another 3 hours from Miami to Grenada. So that's very, very easy.
Yeah, they can do that. It's very exotic for them out here on the West Coast. You know, maybe not so much for us in Florida, but I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite places to go. And we might be going back for Lucky because you guys are doing a big dive fest, maybe in October, the first week of October. Yeah. That's the tentative plan at the moment?
Yes. So first weekend in October is going to be the dive fest, and we're going to hope we're going to have Scuba Radio down there. And it's not actually a big event. It's really for some people that are really dedicated to diving. So we're going to have some fun parties. We're going to have some lionfish hunts and things like this. So it's not really something that you want to stay away from because it's too crowded. It's just a nice little very intimidating thing.
Yes, and you got the Bianca Sea. You can go down there and dive this magical wreck dive. You could do the underwater sculpture park. Mm. Which have they added to that lately, or is that still...
There is some projects in progress, but what you forgot to mention is our newest shipwreck, the Anina, which just sank a couple of months ago and is already a beautiful reef.
Very nice. How big is that?
So the Anina is a 170-foot container cargo ship built in the 70s in Germany. And it's a good-sized ship, and it's resting at 100 feet on the starboard side. It's beautiful.
Nice. All right, so you have some new places to visit. If you've been to Grenada in the last year, or like myself or so, you can go back there and dive a new wreck. But, you know, I love the people there. I mean, like Peter and Galinda, they're so gracious. They have a very fine dive operation, but you can stay at several different resorts or True Blue Bay Resort right there by the marina and where you guys are located. And you have how many boats?
Yeah, we run three boats, three professional dive boats with lots of space for divers and very, very safe and comfortable. And yeah, True Blue Bay Resort is just the best place for divers to stay, fully dedicated to divers and their needs. Everything is in very, very close walking distance from room to the bar to the dive shop is one go.
Yeah, and that's what you want when you go to Grenada. You just want to be able to do it all together as one. You can go take a land tour if you want to skip a day of diving and do a hash. Right? Yeah, Are you still doing those?
Oh, yeah. We do. We do our hashes every Saturday is hash time. So you go hiking with some crazy people that also have a drinking problem through the rainforest. And the beautiful rainforest in Grenada is definitely something not to be missed once visiting the island.
Yeah, basically you hike up through the island on a hash. And they have mismarked trails with little pieces of paper. They basically encourage you to get lost in the rainforest in Grenada.
Yep, that's kind of how it works.
And then you end up drinking beer from a shoe at the end of it or something. I don't know.
That's for new people, but now you're giving too much away.
Okay,
you just have to try it once you're there.
Exactly. We did it a couple times, and I got to tell you, it's truly an experience that you have to check off the list at least once or twice. And you'll remember it for years to come. It was truly a fun thing to do on our surface interval there in Grenada. So aquanautsgrenada.com, you can get all the information there. What are you doing out here on the left coast other than the scuba show?
Yeah, we got stuck in Yellowstone on the way here, which was a great, wonderful trip, you know, non-diving this time. But, it was wonderful and experience all the wildlife. You know, it doesn't matter if it's on top or below. We love it.
Yeah, you just made it a big West Coast trip for you, huh?
Yes, that's what it was. But now it's time to go back to our wonderful Caribbean. The summer season is kicking in, where we can do a lot of diving on the Atlantic side of the island, where the big fish are, so sharks and rays.
Are you still doing the rebreather stuff?
Oh, yes. Rebreathers are going. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, that's your thing. And you're, I see these posts up online on Facebook all the time of you, doing these dives down God knows how deep and how long. But that's pretty much what you're doing every day, if you can.
Yeah, I wish. You know, everybody thinks all you do is you dive and sit on the beach and drink rum. But, you know, running the business is running a business. But whenever there's time, we go diving. We love diving. That's what we do.
He dives every day. And when he's not, he's drinking rum. But not necessarily on the beach in the office, taking reservations for other divers. Maybe?
Yes, yeah. We're organizing things, you know. And then there's things that calls boat and compressors and all that stuff that wants to be fixed and organized. So it's a lot of work that's in there, but there's also a lot of joy.
Yeah, do you find that the people out here on the left coast find the Caribbean and places like Grenada more exotic? Like, for us in Florida, getting to Grenada is pretty easy. You know, for them here in California, they do have to do a fairly long trip, 4-hour flight to Miami and then another three, you know, to Grenada. So, you know, you're talking, you know, seven, a good full day of travel. So, but for them, you know, going to Hawaii is like someone in Florida going to Grenada or the Bahamas. You see where I'm going with this?
I know. I understand you what you're saying, but that's like the thing is, okay, Hawaii is very close, but yeah, Hawaii is Hawaii. So, but you know, a lot of the other Pacific destinations that look very close from California, they're actually quite far away.
Right.
And airfares are very high, where you can get at very reasonable rates to the Caribbean, and also staying on the islands is actually quite fun. You know, it's a little bit more civilized and. It's
colder here too. You know, they're used to diving off the coast of California. Even in Hawaii, it can be a little cooler than what we would experience in the Caribbean. So, for them to go there, it's a more exotic. They're like, "What? You get to dive in just your bathing suit or something?" Like they're like that. That is awesome. You know, and they're not used to seeing the Caribbean critters like we're used to if we go dive the Caribbean all the time. You know, and then we go to a place off the coast of California or Hawaii and all the colors and everything are all mixed up on the animals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. And the thing is also about like an island like Grenada. So it's very tropical. It's beautiful, like some of the far out Pacific islands. But then it's also a different cultural experience, you know, just to mention food. You know, I mean, food is amazing in the Caribbean. And then we have all the spices. Grenada famous for its cocoa and all these kind of
chocolates.
Yeah, and yeah.
Good. Did you bring some to share
amazing
with everybody and me?
Still have a little bit left. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that's why I came over here. He thought I just wanted to talk to him. No, I wanted to scam some of his Grenada chocolate from Peter and Galinda there at Aquanauts Grenada. AquanautsGrenada.com. And we got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, we've moved over to the Aquarium of the Pacific. It's Saturday night, and they're getting ready to have their big shindig, and I'm going to hit the stage, help give away a bunch of prizes. I have some helpers. We have Britt and Brittany, Miss Scuba International, Miss Scuba USA, to assist me in the giveaways tonight. Now, I have Brittany with me right now, who we had on the show, about 3 weeks ago, right?
Yes. About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you gave your presentation today at the show, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It went very well. People
Excellent.
Received it very well. So, yeah.
And you're wearing your sash. It says Miss Scuba International, so you're spreading the love of scuba.
Oh, absolutely. Any chance I get, we're talking about scuba diving or ocean conservation.
Now, when you go up and you see people and they see this, to spread that, do you just throw water on them or what do you do?
I'd love to just like run around throwing glitter on people.
Yes, but I think that would be great. I think that should be part of your shtick. I think it should be.
No, I have Scuba Queen USA with me here, so we're just kind of talking to everybody about what it takes to be Miss Scuba and why it's important to preserve the oceans.
Right. So a Miss Scuba, what was it, Miss?
Scuba Queen USA.
Scuba Queen, that's right. That's what I was getting at. So, and you're Brit, so we got Brit and Brittany, and you became Miss Scuba Queen how?
It was an online application, so it was like you had to submit a couple videos for talents and then your pictures and an essay about why you wanted to be Miss Scuba.
Right. And your talent was what exactly?
Hula hooping.
Hula hooping. So you had one or many at the same time? Or
I just have one right now. One
just
at
one?
A time. Yeah.
And you like did the hula hoop around your tail or something? Did you have a mermaid tail?
No,
or?
I wish. I do just have a tail, but no, it was just on my hands and my waist.
Okay. Yeah, but you gave it a little scuba element to it.
Definitely.
Scuba Queen element. Yeah. And you came out on top, and you got the sash and everything, too. So you're spreading the love of diving,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
So you're a certified diver?
Yes. Open water.
Open water. And where have you been diving?
Panama City, Florida was my main place, yeah.
Okay, I was just there. There's some great diving there,
cool,
in there.
Yeah, we got to go on a shipwreck. It was pretty awesome.
Riskany?
Yeah.
Might have been one of those boats out there. They got a bunch, right?
Yeah.
All right, look, see, you never know who you're going to run into here at the Scuba Show, let alone the Saturday night party. But let's mingle, see who else we can run into next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What do you want, Brennan? This is my online poker time.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Ho, ho, slow down there, Speed Racer.
I know what it entails, and I'm ready to nail it. I want it, okay? I want the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Your brother wants a shot at the Catalina Wine Mixer.
I'm ready. I'm walking tall.
Look, Brennan, here's the thing. It's the Catalina Wine Mixer, okay?
Ah! Are you saying pow? What are you saying? Pow! Why does he keep doing that?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, literally just a few miles away from Catalina Island. Last year, I went over there, spent a few days. I'm not sure if I'm going to get over there after the scuba show. There is talk of doing such activities. We will see how that goes, and you'll hear about it accordingly next week on the big show. However, we are at the Aquarium of the Pacific right now for the Saturday Night Bash. And we're celebrating, by the way, 60 years of Sea Hunt. And they have some really cool prizes to give away here tonight. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, of course, everybody who's anybody in the dive industry is here, which brings me to my next guest, Marty Snyderman. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here at the show. I'm here tonight to present the 2018 California Scuba Services Award to Lloyd Bridges, which is the craziest thing that could happen because I sat as an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, frog-eyed, looking at the frog man in my living room, you know, and now I'm giving him an award, presenting him with the award, unfortunately, posthumously, but it's really quite an honor to be able to do this tonight. It's fun.
Well, I bet. And so you're one of those guys who watched that TV show when he was a kid. It inspired him to want to become a diver like Lloyd Bridges.
There's no question. It was Jacques Cousteau and Sea Hunt. And that is the story. And everybody's heard that. Everybody in my generation lived it. The next generation, we told it. And that is it. It's hard to describe how many people that show impacted. But what people may not realize is when it aired, there were only three networks, and it received a 50% market share. Within 9 months, it was the number one rated television show in the world, and it changed our lives.
You think Bachelor is a big deal. This was the Bachelor of the day.
I tell people, if you've heard the expression, or at least I have, you want to be like Mike, which meant Michael Jordan to so many people.
Right.
We wanted to be like Mike. It was Mike Nelson when I was growing up.
There you
Michael
go.
Jordan was Michael number two.
True. So true. And, you know, I've heard this from so many folks like yourself. You know, I was right behind that generation just a little bit, and I know a little bit about Sea Hunt, not nearly enough. And I expect I'm going to learn some tonight because you're going to talk about it. They got a bunch of cool giveaways, memorabilia from Sea Hunt celebrating 60 years.
Sorry, Greg, I didn't mean to step on you there.
That's but right.
One of the other cool things is Mike Nelson's co-star, Zale Perry,
right,
is here tonight. And she, too, she was the 2016 California Scuba Services Award winner. Zale was also the first cover girl of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. May 23rd, 1955, described as the sweetheart of diving. And
the original mermaid.
The original mermaid, and she too, she was the damsel in distress in episode after episode after episode, and Mike Nelson obviously rescued her week after week after week, and she's here with us tonight, and that's always a thrill.
Yes, and you know, I've heard the stories that even though she was the damsel in distress on the TV show back in the day on Sea Hunt, the reality was she was the one teaching Lloyd Bridges how to dive.
No question. As a test diver, she set in 1955 a women's depth diving record, 209 feet. And she was an innovator and a pioneer, and not as well known as in our history as she ought to be, but certainly a member of the Women Divers Hall of Fame and but known
original Wonder Woman.
Absolutely known in the public arena for her role in in Sea Hunt and as SI's cover girl.
Yes, and she is really very gracious with her time. We're going to talk to her at some point during the show today, I'm sure. She's already said, oh, yeah, hey, Greg, it's the radio guy. Let's talk to him. So she's going to talk to us here in just a bit, and it's always a treat. She's so nice and just doing whatever she can to share the love of the ocean, which she definitely has a huge passion for, right?
Absolutely. She does, and, you know, Mike Nelson, Lloyd Bridges, I should say, did also. And at the end of every episode, he gave a little environmental conservation statement, which is the first person I can ever remember doing that on television. And it was really to protect our oceans. He not only talked the talk, he walked the walk and was involved in environmental organizations post his or along with his film career. He was not just an actor. He was truly an ocean advocate.
Yeah, well, I think as he filmed it, he became more and more involved in that regard and in that role. And his family continues to share that legacy. And I know some of them are here represented tonight, I believe.
Yes, Lucinda Bridges, his daughter, is here. Unfortunately, Jeff and Bo are not here, but Lucinda is, and Lucinda and Zale will be accepting on Lloyd Bridges' behalf.
Excellent. Well, Marty Snyderman is my guest. You know him from his underwater photo work, Dive Training Magazine. He does so much stuff. It's great. Just Google him, and it'll come up. Are you getting, well, it's MartySnyderman.com, I guess?
It is. I'm Googleable, I think, yes. If you can say that word, or we'll, between us we'll get it.
That's right. But you are, once again, one of these world travelers, and I know you were in the Philippines recently. We got to talk about that. But you just came back, you were telling me, from Alaska, right here to Long Beach?
I just got back Wednesday night. I was trying to photograph salmon sharks. It's my second go, and I'll say trying, and I got really, really close.
What is a salmon? I've never even heard of this.
A salmon shark essentially is a small white shark. It's a fish eater, but it looks like it's in the same family of sharks as mako sharks, great whites, and porbeagles. And they're highly migratory, but in parts of Alaska, at certain times in the summertime, it's a good time to take your chances. And we got them, and I'm told I was about 6 feet. All this happens at the surface.
Yeah.
And I was 6-7 feet away from them. But unfortunately, we had about 3 foot visibility. So I could see them well on the surface, and I could see them coming at me, and I dipped my head underwater and never saw as much as a body part. But I continued to fall in love with Alaska. It's a gorgeous environment. Yes, it's hard, and yes, it's cold and all of that, but it is a magic kingdom. And,
well, I'll tell you, the topside, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet. I was there a couple years ago, and I was fantasizing about the idea of going diving there, but then, yeah, that cold water element kind of made me think, I'm not really a beluga whale or anything, you know what I mean?
Well, I spent about 9 years ago 3 weeks camping and diving in Alaska, but I went to Arkansas Public Schools, and I was not brilliant, and that's not the smartest thing I ever did, but it was a great educator. I had a great time and fell head over heels for Alaska. But also realize if you're going to be out in the Alaskan wilderness, go with an Alaskan. It's a special.
You go with someone in the know.
It's a special.
You're dry suit diving, I'm assuming?
Right. Absolutely.
How cold was the water? Did you even bother to look?
No, I was in a diving unlimited dry suit, and
it was
warm enough. And but I think it was probably low 50s. I think so.
Okay.
It gets colder, but
shrinkage could be an issue.
Not in your dry suit, hopefully, but some of the other the areas we went to were at glaciers, and it's much colder. There's icebergs, and sea otters climbed up on icebergs, and it's a magic kingdom.
I bet. Now, these salmon sharks, how big are these things?
6 to 10 feet. They're closely related to great white sharks and mako sharks, porbeagles. They're in that family, laminated sharks, and well, I got a great look at them from the boat. I'm swimming right along the boat. But unfortunately, this time, Mother Nature does what she does, and the visibility was up literally 3 feet.
Yeah.
And so I was in the water, and I was close, but I didn't see a body
part. But still, it's a great adventure, though.
Yes, it's a great adventure. And in the world of wildlife filmmaking, if you only can deal with your successes, you're going to have some miserable days out there.
I'm guessing you saw other stuff, too, or were you just on a mission just to see these?
We were on a mission, but we saw eagles and sea otters and bear and deer and snow-capped mountains.
Well, you mentioned bear. I guess that goes back to having an Alaskan guide, because if you get out there in the wilderness and see one of them things, you got to run really, really fast or something. I don't know.
I'm 68. and those days are behind me. And it's not a laughing matter. I mean, up there, it's a serious deal, and the Alaskans take it seriously. They're not as uncomfortable as I am, but we're in the Alaskan wilderness, no doubt.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with someone on the show floor today, and they had went to Alaska, and they said, you know, I would much rather dive with great white sharks than I would want to walk through the wilderness in Alaska where you knew there were grizzly bears. And they said, the way you know the difference between a grizzly bear and a black bear, which isn't as bad, I mean, obviously you don't want to necessarily have an encounter with a black bear, but is if you're walking along, you look for their poo. And if you see the poo, okay, that's black bear poo. But if everybody's wearing these bells to make noises so the bears don't bother them, but if you come across some poo and there's bells in the poo, you know you're in grizzly territory.
If there's bells in the poo, yes, I assume you would. I hadn't heard that one, but I'll keep that in mind for
okay. But Alaska was right before you came to Long Beach. But I know before that you were in the Philippines.
I was in the Philippines. I represent the Atlantis Liveaboard and Resort.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Hold on, Marty. This is great stuff because we got to take a break. But I want to hear about this. He's been traveling the world. We ought to find out what's going on in that part of the world next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures Liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures Liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
California.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California for the Saturday night party festivities of the Scuba Show. I'm with Marty Snyderman, who just got back from Alaska, but before then he was in the Philippines diving with the Atlantis Resort. He was really gracious and invited me along for this adventure. I couldn't make it with my travel schedule, unfortunately, so I had to just watch the pictures and videos from all the people that went and felt like a loser like everyone else who did. But tell me what you saw there, Marty.
Well, the Philippines is the heart of the Coral Triangle, so I would say pull up a chair. There's lots to see. 600 species of corals, but nobody goes really just to see the corals. Beautiful reefs. But there are so many species of fishes and invertebrates, and that's what it's really all about. It's a place that's there's a lot of great muck diving. The reefs are colorful and just loaded with life, and so much of it that we just don't see on this part of the world or over in the Atlantic. And it's, I said Alaska's a magic kingdom, but clearly Porto Galera and Dumaguete and the entire Philippines area, it's just...
Well, and the water's warmer.
The water is considerably warmer. I think we were in about 81 or 82 degree water, and more worried about sunburn than getting too cold.
Yeah. Exactly. Just wearing a skin or something like that?
I wear a 5mm, 3.5. Most people would wear a 3, but we're making a lot of 90-minute, 2-hour dives.
Got it. So. Now, by the way, we're in the aquarium right now. Let's walk over this way because the band is actually warming up for the festivities here tonight. So we'll kind of try to move over to a little bit more quiet place. It's really a neat environment. We're in the aquarium of the Pacific right now, and they got all these cool displays. You know, places like if you want to go over to Catalina Island, you can do that, or you can just come to Long Beach and go through the aquarium and see their Catalina exhibit, right?
Well, it's certainly gorgeous in the aquarium, but we want to get you to Catalina Island. We know you're a diver.
I went there last September for the first time.
I remember that you did, Greg, but I hope you get a chance to make it again this trip. I know schedules are what they are, but if you can't do it, certainly walk around the aquarium. You'll see an awful lot of what you might see underwater at Catalina.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to encourage people just to come to the aquarium, but this is a nice little taste of what you'll get.
It's a beautiful aquarium. It's beautiful.
Yeah, one of the best in the country for sure. Now, the Philippines, however, so you went over there, you spent 2 weeks, and you did some liveaboard stuff too?
I spent 3 weeks.
3 weeks, wow.
I did. I was 1 week in Porto Galera at the Atlantis Resort in Porto Galera,
yeah.
And then I went to Dumaguete for 2 weeks. I have a group that I put together called the Atlantis Image Makers, which are kind of some of the more high-profile either personalities or filmmakers, videographers.
Howard and Michelle Hall.
Howard and Michelle, Dan and Betty Orr, Jonathan Bird, John Ellerbrock of Gates Underwater Products. Bonnie Pelnar Dietz, a lot of photographers and filmmakers.
I actually saw the video that Howard and Michelle shot and produced, and they put that out on, I think, Vimeo.
I think Howard and Michelle have their own channel that's either YouTube or Vimeo channel, and yes, they put out gorgeous film.
Yeah, it's like one of those IMAX movies that they're known for making back in the day. Well, they still do, but it was like a short little video clip. But the stuff they captured there in the Philippines, I mean, they get this really cool behavior that I'm thinking, now you were there, and you do this, I know, as well, and this is something I just don't know if I have the patience for, but they had to have just sat there in front of these critters for, like, hours, it seems, to get that behavior on tape.
Well, yes and no. You're certainly patient, and you're certainly there, but the key is to know where to be when. And it's to talk to the scientists and talk to the dive masters and take the experience of your background, and you can often shorten some of those waiting periods. And there's times they don't get it. You don't see those times on film,
right,
or on stills. Those don't get published too often. I might about my salmon shark miss excursion, but yeah, the halls are just as good as they've ever been, and that's just a fact. And
I'll tell you what, if that video is anywhere representative of what you would get in that part of the world, it's definitely on my list. I got to go. And it definitely, obviously, it's one of your favorite places to go on the planet.
Absolutely. The Coral Triangle, it's just more species than any place else in the world. And we extended you an invitation last year, and we can work that out again for next year if we can work on your schedule. We'd love to have you come, Greg.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to make that happen one way or another. We're going to make that happen eventually, for sure. Marty, I know you're going to host some of the festivities. You're excited. It is always a pleasure to see you, my friend. And, good luck. And, I'll join you up there on stage at some point tonight once you get tired, I guess.
Thank you. It's great catching up with you, Greg. Take care.
There you go. Marty Snyderman, Dive Training Magazine, Yeah, MartySchneiderman.com. He does all this underwater videography and pictures and stuff. It's really impressive. But I got to tell you, you know, the facility here at the Aquarium of the Pacific is really something to behold. It's not like diving. Diving is way more preferable. But I'll tell you what, for folks that can't dive and people that, you know, obviously are divers like us, like you listening, if you're a diver and you like the show and that kind of thing, this is quite an experience because it's about as close as you can get to the real thing because their exhibits are very, very immersive. I mean, I'm looking right now in front of these jellyfish and stuff. And, you know, very seldom do you get out on a dive and see this many jellyfish. So, you know, it's kind of a cool thing. And this is the backdrop for the Saturday night party that they're having for the Long Beach Scuba Show this week. Celebrating 60 years of Sea Hunt. Like I said, we're going to talk to Zale Perry, who is Lloyd Bridges' co-star on the series. We got a bunch of people we're going to run into and talk to and catch up with and share a few dive stories, fish tales, that kind of thing. That's what we do. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.